The future often brings uncertainty. We wonder whether our plans will succeed, whether justice will prevail, whether God truly sees our struggles, or whether He will provide everything we need. Psalm 37 speaks directly into these fears. Written by David, this psalm reminds us that although evil may appear to prosper for a season, God remains faithful to those who trust Him. Trusting God with the future means fixing our eyes on His promises instead of temporary circumstances. God calls His people to stop comparing themselves with the wicked, commit every plan to Him, patiently wait for His timing, and remain faithful because His reward is eternal. The psalm opens with a command. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. Comparison has always been one of Satan's greatest tools. Social media, careers, wealth, and success tempt us to measure our lives against others. We often see someone's accomplishments without knowing the sacrifices or struggles that brought them there. David reminds us that worldly success is temporary. Like grass that quickly withers, the prosperity of those who reject God does not last. Instead of comparing ourselves, God calls us to trust in Him, to continue doing good, and to delight ourselves in Him. When we delight in the Lord, our desires begin to align with His will. He is not promising to grant every selfish wish. Rather, He transforms our hearts so that what we desire reflects His purposes for our lives. Our greatest pursuit should never be someone else's success. It should be a deeper relationship with Christ. One of the most comforting verses in this psalm says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act." Trusting God with the future requires surrender. Many of us ask God to bless plans we have already made instead of inviting Him to direct those plans from the beginning. David gives us several instructions. Commit your way to God. Trust Him completely. Wait patiently. Do not become angry over the success of wicked people. Refuse to worry, because worry often leads to sinful attitudes. Waiting is one of the hardest parts of the Christian life. We want immediate answers and visible results. Yet God's timing is never late. The psalm also promises that God will make the righteousness of His people shine like the dawn. Every plan submitted to God is far safer than any plan controlled solely by our own understanding. Sometimes it appears as though evil wins. Dishonest people prosper. Pride is rewarded. Integrity seems ignored. But Psalm 37 reminds us that appearances are temporary. David says that those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land, while the wicked will eventually disappear. God sees every injustice. He knows every hidden motive. Nothing escapes His attention. Even when wicked people plot against the righteous, Scripture tells us the Lord laughs, not because suffering is amusing, but because He knows evil's time is limited. God's justice is perfect. Our responsibility is faithfulness. God's responsibility is justice. One of the greatest promises in this psalm tells us that the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in Him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. This does not mean we never fail. It means failure is never final when God is holding us. Life includes setbacks. Yet God's hand remains underneath His children, supporting and strengthening them. David later reflects on his own life, saying he had never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. God knows our true needs. Sometimes He says yes. Sometimes He says wait. Sometimes He says no, because His wisdom sees what we cannot. His provision is always perfect, even when it differs from our expectations. God's guidance is one of the clearest themes throughout this chapter. He establishes the steps of those who trust Him. He strengthens them when they stumble. He protects them as they walk in obedience. Spiritual stability comes from dependence upon God, not personal strength. Every one of us will experience moments of weakness. Yet God's grace is stronger than our failures. Following Christ does not eliminate hardship. It guarantees His presence in the middle of it. The final section of this psalm describes the character of those who belong to God. Their mouths speak wisdom. Their words are just. God's law is written on their hearts. Their steps remain secure because they follow Him. David reminds us that although wicked people oppose the righteous, the Lord will never leave His people in their hands. God protects. God delivers. God saves. The chapter closes with a beautiful promise. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. Our security is not found in wealth, in government, in our careers, or in our own abilities. Our refuge is God Himself. When we place our hope in Him, we discover a peace that circumstances cannot take away. Trusting God with the future does not mean every circumstance will be easy. It means believing that God's character remains constant even when life feels uncertain. Instead of worrying or comparing ourselves with others, we are called to trust, delight, commit, wait patiently, and continue doing good. God has never abandoned his people. He still directs the steps of those who trust him. He still provides. He still protects. He is still our refuge. Whatever uncertainty you are facing today, place it into God's hands. The one who holds your future is far more trustworthy than your fears. While the world encourages comparison, self-reliance, and chasing temporary success, God invites us to live differently. He calls us to trust him completely, commit every plan into his hands, delight ourselves in his presence, and patiently wait for his perfect timing. When we do, we discover that our greatest security is not found in what we possess, but in the God who faithfully holds our future.